AfterBuzz TV Drag Race UK fans, do you like puppets and moms? Then you'll like Episode 7, The Family That Slays Together. Stay tuned for our recap.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, for the buzz.
Yay!
Yay! We act like we've never heard this song every time.
Is this a new song that we love?
Hi, I'm your host, 123 Jackie B.
Is that mine? Oh, sorry.
No,
is that you?
Oh, sorry.
Okay, now I can't hear.
Ours must, there we go. Okay, hold on. Here we go. We should have done this earlier.
Sorry, guys. We were having a technical difficulty.
Okay, there we go.
Is that better?
That's perfect. Oh, okay.
Playing with the knobs.
We are here. Hey, that's not a knob. That's my knee.
Oh my god.
Oh shit, it's Sunday at 3.
Yes.
Consider yourselves warned.
Oh my god, you guys. Okay, so I am your host, 123 Jackie B.
I don't know if we've ever told people this, but before we come here, we are all altar boys and girls at a church nearby. And we all do that before we come here.
Yes.
Lies. That was in case my mom's watching. That's in case my mom's watching.
We are altar boys and we come here. That's how they talk at the church.
Your church.
That's how they talk? Oh, girl. We're not going to be PC today, okay?
No, we are not. No. There's no PC. No. I am not agitated.
Thanks to everyone who's joining us in the chat, like Gabe Gonzalez and Danny Green. We appreciate you guys tuning in live.
Oh, there's some other people.
The review chick. The review
chick. Jordan Weber. Tom,
Tom G.
The review chick.
Who else is in here? Ollie Dreamer.
Shout out to Ollie Dreamer.
She's our fan of the week.
Yes.
And our local queen.
I'm a queen.
Two for one.
Queen of all trades.
There you go.
So, you guys, I loved this episode because it had puppets and a makeover challenge, which are two of my favorite things. So I was really excited.
I thoroughly enjoyed this episode. I was like, finally, an episode I can watch all the way through. I'm just kidding. I am just kidding. No, I really did like this episode. I got really emotional. It's always good to see the queens kind of put away their shadiness for a little bit. And then they, like, you know, real tears and the things that make them, you know, soft-hearted.
I said the other day when you weren't here, it was a choreography episode? It was a singing. I think you weren't here for that episode. And I said, oh, this is the one, Jackie, because you love, like, watching the rehearsals and stuff like that. So we did mention you.
I know. I heard. I listen to you guys when I'm not here.
Sky Daddy. Who's Sky Daddy? I just looked up and saw Sky Daddy.
You said church, because Sky Daddy is Sky Daddy's God.
Got it. Sky Daddy. You didn't put it in quotes. That's why.
Sky Daddy.
I live for Jayla and Mark.
Yes, thank you. So we're going to just
when I'm agitated?
Yeah, we're just going to read everybody's comments to us for the next 30 minutes. So tell us how you really feel.
Oh, playing with my knobs is my new favorite expression.
That's going to be our t-shirts.
We will be selling those at DragCon 2020.
Yes, we are.
At the AfterBuzz
TV. From our booth in the alley.
AfterBuzz TV booth. We need to talk to them about doing a booth. I think that'd be fun. Would you guys want us to be at DragCon?
Yeah, we'll have some free tomatoes to throw at us.
Could they spare a table? Could we take one of these?
We'll have a card table by the toilet.
Yeah, we'll have live AfterBuzz Drag Race DragCon.
Wouldn't that be amazing if we could do that?
I mean, we are going to do it. We're putting it in right now.
We're putting it in the universe. Yeah. We're secreting it.
Put it out there. Ollie, do you not want to go?
We'll take it as a no. So we're having a
what if we bring the shade buttons, Ollie?
That we got at DragCon.
Yay.
This episode was not about DragCon.
No, it was not.
No.
I will say that every time I watch this episode and they're like doing the wipe off the mirror thing, everyone's so nice to each other and they're so loving that it kind of like is infectious to me. I'm like, I just love that they're so nice to each other. Yeah. Nobody's like, buy a shady, ugly bitch. Yeah. And if they do say it, it's because they're joking, not because they're like, oh, I really hate you.
Well, because they said, who's going to be the shady one now that Blue's gone?
Yeah.
But then Cheryl was saying, like, oh, Blue was my best friend here, you know, that sort of thing. Yeah. So, I really love that kind of like camaraderie that they have and the like love and respect that they have.
Well, I think that's very typical, Jayla. You can speak on this as well too. Backstage, when you're at shows, when we're performing, that's what's back there.
Yeah,
that's it. A lot of the shady stuff I think that's on the show is for the show, whether it was produced or whether they're doing it to play up stuff. It's not like that.
Yeah,
it's just,
I mean, sometimes, but it's always like between the family members or whatever the case may be. But
yeah. Yeah, it's fun.
Ain't nobody writing on the mirrors, though.
No.
So, you guys, they had one of my favorite mini challenges, which is the puppet mini challenge.
Yes.
And I love how shady the queens are when they make over the puppets. When the Vivian did Davina's makeup as, like, all white powder.
Wait, did the puppet have a red wig, though? Where should it have?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, it did. Good. It had a really long red wig.
And red.
And
I was trying to think of a different way to say it.
No, we're not being PC today.
No, that's right. Yeah, we're PC. Say, whatever. Pivot hairs.
I did think, so Davina won the mini challenge, and in my opinion, she was the funniest. I don't know if you guys
agree. I agree.
Okay.
This is the first time in Drag Race history that we agree on
something.
Where's the, I want an alarm.
A celebration.
Vito, can we get an alarm? Applause. There we go. Thank you. This doesn't happen very often.
The only thing I will say, though, is that the queens don't seem to understand that for the puppet to talk, you have to move its mouth.
Yeah.
There would be, like, Cheryl's just like, meh, 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 without moving the puppet's mouth. And I'm like, girl, you gotta make its mouth move.
Oh, James is in the chat room.
Hi, James
Brock. Everyone loves puppets. That's true.
Yeah. So, I mean... I love that challenge. I thought it was a good time. I'm glad they brought it to Drag Race UK.
Yes. I thought that the Vivian was also fun to watch in this challenge, too.
Yeah.
She's a comedy queen.
Yeah.
I didn't think she was that funny. And I was like, okay.
No. After Snatch Game, she's definitely has, like, the funny chops for sure. And she surprised me. And she was very funny. I think they all did a really great job, honestly.
Yeah.
Especially, I like Baga personally, but I was... really happy that Davina won, because Davina's like, I've been team Davina, so
yeah
they all did great.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good overall. I was just thinking, if I went out and bought plastic bags, should we do puppets for each other?
Yes.
Hold up,
wait, why
you gotta be the brown leather?
No,
why you gotta go to Trader Joe's?
You know what I mean, like the little brown paper bag.
You should have told us before.
I just thought of it, Ollie.
God.
Okay, well, next season we'll do puppets. So and then we can go
We should do... Well, we'll all pick each other's... Pick names so we know who we're doing.
Okay.
And then for the next time they do it, we'll have... We can work on our puppets. We'll have plenty of time. So they better look amazing.
Okay, well, then next time we have to also do Snatch Game. We have to Snatch Game each other. Let's do that.
Oh, that's interesting.
How about that?
We are taking the show... to a whole another level.
Yeah.
So hope you guys enjoyed that brainstorming.
Yeah, this is what we do on the writing room. Right. Hey.
You are part of the writing room.
Yes.
The 22nd writing room.
Right.
So the maxi challenge was they brought in either mothers or sisters to make them over.
Yes.
And this was actually, they've done the makeover challenge obviously several times throughout the US season. I think my favorite one up until this one was the one where they made over the military vets.
Sarge.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because those guys got so into it and their stories were so emotional that I think that was one of my favorite ones. And then this one, I actually really enjoyed this because I don't think anybody was bad. Like
that's what I said. I was like, because, you know, I mean, normally I do my tops and flops and I feel like nobody did a flop. There was just a meh.
Yeah.
So I have tops and meh this week. So.
Yeah.
Because usually there's one person who like really throws their makeup and under person under the bus, or that just like doesn't. There's no family resemblance or whatever. But I didn't feel like this had any of that. There was just like there were some that shined more than others. Mm-hmm. But I definitely don't. I mean, I think Rue felt the same way.
I liked. Also, it's fresh in my head because I just rewatched the season. But season two's when they redid the older men from the LGBTQ community.
I thought that was
rewatching, I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot how good this one was. Just them talking about their experiences and stuff like that with the queens was really cool.
I liked the, personally, that was a good one. Yeah. It was a really good choice. I liked season 9 when they did the crew. the crew
crew members. From World of Wonder.
There's something about Drag Race where like you're watching it and you forget like all the people that are behind this scenes. Crazy yeah. show. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's cool to kind of like I love I'll never forget Wintergreen.
Yes, Peppermint.
Yes.
So freaking hilarious. That was definitely my favorite makeover.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Wintergreen. Yeah. The star of the season, let's be real, of season 9, Wintergreen.
The real star, yeah. I have to say something. And I may get dragged for this, but drag me, girl. But drag me with 5 stars. They right?
Amen.
I just kept, like, cringing at my TV when they kept saying, oh, Cheryl's sister looks just like her. They look uncanny. I was like,
no.
I was trying. And maybe mm-hmm. she had, like, a more cake on and she had lips done and everything like that. But I was just like, I don't see it. And I was really trying to hone into mm-hmm. it. But she was sickening.
I'm so glad you said that.
She was sickening, but she yeah. wasn't Cheryl.
No, I don't think she looked a lot like Cheryl at all. Actually, mm-hmm. I felt like, to me, I think Vivian's mom probably had the closest that I could
family
see.
Resemblance.
Family
yeah.
resemblance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But speaking of family, today is my sister's birthday.
Yay.
Aww. But
I thought you were like,
it is also
your moms are walking in the door.
It's our mom's birthday.
It is also RuPaul's birthday.
Yay. Happy birthday to you. I'm not going to sing it all.
And we'll go around. So for our RuPaul's birthday, what is your favorite RuPaul song?
Okay.
Glamazon.
Ooh, that's a good
Glamazon.
One.
Glamazon. Okay.
Me? which songs are they? No.
I like Peanut Butter too, but Mark will kill me for saying that.
I like Peanut Butter.
Dance with You. Is it Dance with You? I want to dance. For season 5. That was like the theme for that one. That was cute.
What's the one with Panther on the runway? Is that Glamazon?
That's Glamazon.
Yeah. Okay, I like that one.
Well, I gotta take it back all the way from the beginning.
Cover Girl.
No. Yes. Always be my karaoke song.
I already knew.
It is my karaoke song. It is gonna be the song I walk down the aisle to. And the song Y'all Bury Me To. So turn to the left.
Let's talk about Rue's outfit this episode.
It was ballerina realness.
I thought Mark was going to like it because you could see her legs. And I loved it because it was like ballerina realness.
I liked that you could see her legs. I liked everything but that thing. It reminded me of Morgan's bridal gown. When Morgan, when they had to redo the bridal gowns.
Oh, yeah, the poof.
That's exactly what it reminded me of. And I was like, made me want to go back and listen to see if Rue made a comment about liking it or not. Because I was like, girl, you're literally wearing what Morgan wore for the wedding challenge. I liked it from the way, like when she was sitting at the table, I was like, perfection, when I couldn't see it. But
see the bagel?
Yeah.
When Rue was walking down the runway, it just looked like he was doing like floating.
Yeah.
I don't know. And maybe the shoes were silver, so it kind of looked like they all kind of became one. But it looks like he was doing the like tippy toe. What do you call it?
On point.
He looked like he was on
Heights.
Point.
Or the Brooklyn Heights.
Yeah, it was very Brooklyn Heights down the runway. So
I will say, despite what you think of her looks this season, I feel like she's taken a lot of risks this season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool to see her just, like, look so differently, whereas, like, sometimes in, like, an actual season of the U.S., it's, like, boring, you know? Not to discredit her, but it's, like...
How are you going
to
say happy birthday and then call her boy?
Happy birthday,
Shady
mom!
Shady, she's a bag of shites.
Very, very, very.
But
very,
her looks this season, all I'm saying is that they're memorable, regardless of how you feel.
Okay.
So,
trying to make me look bad.
No, honey.
Before we get into the outfits, I just want to comment on how much I also love Michaela Cole's outfit.
Yes.
I just thought she looked gorgeous. And I was worried at first because they didn't have, like, it didn't seem like they were letting her say much because she's so funny. She's like, she's a comedian. So,
that's my next question.
Yeah.
Is she?
So, when at first she only had like a little comment here or there, and I was like, why aren't they letting her say more? Why isn't she saying more? And then finally, like, she was talking a lot more, and I was like, okay, that's what I'm looking for, the funny stuff.
You guys were talking last week, she's from Chewing Gum, right?
Yes. Which is
on Netflix.
It's such a funny show, it's on Netflix, and she's just like so wild and like hilarious in it, but she plays such a goofy character that on this show it was nice to see her like dressed up and looking mm-hmm. glam, because her character on that show is so like wildly awkward.
I have to get into it. I've seen the first episode and I was like, okay, this is great. If you are a Star Wars fan, she was in that like for 2 seconds.
Oh really?
Yes,
she had one role, one part, and it was just like her turning around. And that was it. Like, it was in the newer one. But if you guys are Star Wars fans, let me know which one it was. But
turning
like
around.
A 2 second yes. part.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
Never forget.
I think it was when, like the, real. With the rebels, and she's like one of those people.
You remember? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Going in her reel for sure.
Yeah, she's like, press
my
the button.
Isn't
there
Star
a last one, or did that come out already?
Christmas.
No, Christmas.
Christmas. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
So let's look at the outfits. Yeah. First, we have Bag of Chips and her mom.
Her mom.
What was her
no, mom? No, Bag of Chips. Oh, and Sack
and
of
sack
Spuds.
Of spuds.
Sack of Spuds. I loved it. Love
bag
the
of
name.
Chips and Sack of Spuds.
yeah, that's it.
I didn't agree with them that they were like the. We had them saying that the mom looked. Like they didn't make the mom look good or something like yeah. that. So I disagree with that. I thought there was like a strong family resemblance. I thought the mom's outfit looked great. I do think that she did her mom wrong with the makeup.
She did say that she's never done anyone right. else's face.
Yeah.
It's definitely
and her,
different.
And then her mom on top of that was so nervous.
Her mom looked like little pound cake in the face.
Oh, wow.
But 30 years later,
not
though.
Not little pound cake. Yeah.
But I thought the mom's outfit looked really cute. So, no, we can see it. I thought the mom's outfit looked really cute. I liked the cinched waist, like Michaela Cole said. So yeah. I don't know what you guys thought about the outfit.
This was probably my least favorite, personally. Just because, like, everyone else did so much better to me. It wasn't bad. I feel like she did a great job of, like, branding her, like, Sack of Spuds and, like, it. I see the resemblance, but it wasn't my favorite. I think the other looks were just so much more over the top.
I would have just liked for them to do like two Liza Minnelli's or something like that.
Because
the Kim Kardashian thing, I didn't get that from this.
Right.
But if it was two Liza's or something like that.
The Kim and the Chris.
I think what she did wrong was trying to look like the Kardashians.
Right.
I wanted her mom to look like Bagga.
Right.
Yeah. And I wanted to be your family, not a Kardashian
Not
family,
another family.
Because I don't like them anyway. But
yeah, and I also think it's just kind of like, oh, you hear Kardashians. That's not particularly exciting to me personally.
Right.
So like just to kind of like shatter your family after the Kardashians. It's not that appealing to me.
Plus, the mom said she didn't even really know who the Kardashians were.
Right.
So I think that makes it harder for whoever your guest is when they don't know who the person is.
Because I do think if her mom came out like Bagga, how Bagga normally is, just fun and bubbly and energetic, her mom could have done that. Like, that would have been,
That's
like, perfect for her mom to do. Just, like, let's go out and have fun. Give her a fun, colorful outfit. You're in a fun, colorful outfit. You know what I mean? They don't even have to match. And just go out there and just be bubbly and that what we all love, Bagga to be, you know? I wish somebody in the room, like, would have just said, why don't you be, you know? And even, like, when Rue comes around and talks to them, she didn't say, like, well, why are you trying to look like the Kardashians? You know what I mean? Like, she let it go. And I was just like, because I like it when she kept saying Kardashians. I was like, no, you're supposed to be Bagga.
We
want to see the Bagga.
Bagga was getting a lot of, like, shade and stuff on the Twitter because of the way they said she talked to her mom or whatever like that. And people were like, you know, you made your mom look bad or whatever. And then mom tweeted back and was like, you know, my son's great. He was just under a lot of pressure, blah, 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 blah. So
I do think, though, like when you were watching it, it did seem like because Bagga was getting so nervous on the stage, it did seem like the more Bagga talked, she was like, oh, you're a woman of a certain age and this and this. It did seem kind of like she was throwing her mom under the bus and saying, oh, well, like my mom is hard to make over or something like that. So I see where the other queens, when we were in our, like, mini Untucked within the episode, where they came to her defense because if you're a person looking on the outside and not understanding whatever that relationship is, it looked like you were throwing your mom under the bus.
Yeah, having her to take the fall. And also, I was kind of like brought down last week when she was saying all those things about like, oh, I'm lip syncing, but even though she wasn't even in the bottom two. So she was kind of having like this weird arc of like the downfall of Bagga despite her doing so well in the competition. So I was definitely thinking that Bagga was going to go home this episode, but, you know, clearly she didn't. Also, last thing I'll say is that it looks like Bagga is the mom and that her mom's the daughter. I don't know if anyone else felt that way. It just stood out to me. But yeah.
Well, I mean, she's supposed to be the mom. Right? Well, she's supposed to be Chris.
I also think she was supposed to be the mom. She was supposed to be Chris.
Oh, really? That was planned?
She says it. Yeah. I'm going to be Kris Jenner and she's going to be Kim.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I also think in the trajectory, I mean, you had Bagga in the bottom the prior week and saying that she was going to, you know, like she wasn't prepared for the lip sync or whatever. This week she had to lip sync as far as like the storyline was concerned. Because because otherwise people would be like, well, did you like, we never would have known if you prepared for a lip sync or not.
Right.
So she had to prove herself.
And that's what I got from it too.
But that's why I thought this was going to be like the shocking elimination. You said a shocking elimination for someone else, but I was like, oh, there's always the shocking elimination and this is going to be Bagga.
Oh, who did I say? I said
Vivian.
The Vivian. Oh, it was close.
I don't think they can, though. I think the internet would riot if Cheryl, who had no pins, managed to get it to the top.
But that could have been, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so next, just click a screen. We'll say who it is. Okay, so this is Cheryl
the holes.
And, I'm sorry, I'm trying to find my notes.
Cheryl and Sissy.
Sissy Hole. Yes. Sissy Hole.
She said, you better Sissy that hole.
I do see, okay, so we didn't see the family resemblance as far as, like, how they looked when she walked but as far as like how she was acting, you know, with the like their little like dance moves and everything that I saw, I was like, oh, they've both got kind of the same attitude, the same like sass. And so it turned out she did wear the outfit in the end, even though the zipper.
No, those are the different.
Oh, that's
ones.
A different one.
It was a blue outfit.
Blue outfit. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then I didn't even know.
She said, I'm going to go with the plan B and hopefully it works.
I don't know why she was freaking out then, because these outfits were fine.
Mm. I thought, don't even get me started.
You didn't like it?
You know what?
I know I'm talking about the comments that come from the judge.
Okay, well, let me start off with a lighthearted thing, and then we'll get...
I'm not even going to comment, because it's pointless. And
okay. Well, we don't want you to get agitated. So I like this look for two reasons. The resemblance was there. Mm-hmm. And it's a look that we've seen on Drag Race before. So it's comfortable. It's a comfortable look.
Yeah.
This is what we expect on season 12, girl. We're going to get the same thing. It was very pheromone. It was Alyssa Edwards. It was, you know, Vanjie. We've seen this before. It's a comfortable look. So I like it for that reason, because this is what kind of what Drag Race is coming to. You know, glamour.
I feel like if it had been any other episode, this would have just been a safe outfit. You know? Because they looked similar. The outfit wasn't like, oh my gosh, wow, but it wasn't bad.
My question is, if drag queens aren't supposed to wear leotards ever fucking again,
because Michelle doesn't like them.
Because Michelle doesn't like them, what is Cheryl, who wears them, supposed to wear? You know what I mean? Like, so if Michelle has an issue with evening gowns, because drag queens all wear evening gowns, are we never supposed to wear evening gown again? It's absolutely, the fact that they're allowing this to be said every time somebody's out in a leotard is absolutely asinine. I'm sorry. That's her look. When they walked out, it was funny because I always see the runways before I watch the episode.
Yeah.
Because at work, I'm on my Instagram, so they always put the runway on the Instagram. So I always see it, and I remember, and I knew who was going home, and I saw them come out, and I was like, how are they going to make this into not good?
Bad.
This is exactly Cheryl Hole. Whether you like Cheryl Hole or not, they looked like Cheryl Hole and her sister, Sissy Hole.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. They looked the same. They did the challenge. You can twist it any way you want. You can have Michelle give her rant about a leotard. Personally,
I don't think she should have went home.
I don't even know that she should have been in the bottom. Personally, yes, they could have been more alike. Obviously, she had a first option where they were exactly alike, and the zipper broke, and you make it work. It worked. I'm sorry. That's my opinion. Okay, I'm done.
This was,
I'm going to go home now.
This was, her and Davina did really good, and I was really sad to know that Cheryl, like, just seeing them come before, like, on the runway, I really actually thought this was going to be Cheryl's win. Like, I actually thought she was going to have a badge. Or, we'll talk about the lip sync, I thought this was the double save or something.
Right.
You know?
I didn't think it was a double save.
It is really sad. Like, this, I like this way more. I love the name Sissy Hole. Like, I love this way more than Baga, honestly. And we can talk about the lip sync, but I was just ashamed that she went home and just seeing them kind of like... You know,
and the outfit picked up really great on camera too.
And so I liked hers more than Vivian's personally.
And I think they sold it coming down the runway, despite whatever critiques they got. Like, I believed Sissy Hole and Cheryl Hole.
Yeah, absolutely,
they 100%. Did sell it. So next outfit is, I'm just waiting.
Davina.
So you put it. I think it's Davina.
Yeah, it is. Davina.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, Davina and her sister.
And
this
delicious?
To me,
is it delicious.
Delicia. Delicia.
Delicia.
Delicia. I love that because, you know, a lot of the themes of these makeover episodes is to make sure that whoever the guest is, you know, feels good about the makeover. And so here you have a lady who's pregnant coming on to do drag. And so to make her feel comfortable, she was pregnant herself, which I...
Brilliant.
Loved that.
Brilliant.
I agree with Michelle 100%.
The problem is the solution.
Right. I thought it was so brilliant. Usually I don't like it when they're exact twinsies, but in this episode I loved it because it usually in these cases when they're trying to do the quote-unquote exact twinsie thing, one person, usually the guest, ends up looking jacked up in the face.
Yeah.
And in this one, when they kept switching the screens, I was like, I can't tell who's who.
Yeah, because they, it was great.
And that was fun. Yeah. That was fun
Well,
for
what
me.
The judge, I'm sorry, I forget her name.
Michaela.
Or is that what you just said?
Yeah.
That she said she couldn't tell? Or were you saying?
Both of us.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
when she said that, I was like, I felt the exact same way.
I kept going, wait, which one? And I was like, oh, the sister's shorter.
Wait,
sister's
I have something to say. I want to go back to the bodysuit thing. Sorry, I was just thinking about it. So Michelle is on Strictly Dancing, and she wears bodysuit.
Yeah.
So what is she supposed to wear on there?
Oh, this is what I was going to look up, too. Remember, I text you guys. Sorry, I'm going to put my glasses on for this. Because remember, I text you guys. Sorry, I was watching season
Mark
three.
Mark has a glass eye.
I do. I'm getting them removed tomorrow. I'm going to find our chat. Sorry, I'm going to do this. I'm going to talk first. I'm going to look for it, and then we'll come back to it. But I was watching season three, and they compliment India Farah. Michelle compliments India Farah. That's what it is. Sorry,
bring
I'm
the clip.
Look it up.
Bring the clip.
Roll that footage.
Have it
that you don't have.
Have it ready for next week.
I will look it up for next week. Michelle Visage tells India Farah how amazing she looks. She's wearing a bodysuit with her breastplate. She's like, it's perfect. It's gorgeous. It's everything. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm in my bed going, interesting. Interesting. Because I thought you hated leotards.
I mean, Bob won in the leotard for that one challenge. So it's like...
Exactly. Exactly.
It's just from Amazon.
It's like they're in their room plotting the storyline. And they're like, we're going to need Michelle to talk about the leotard now because we need her to go home.
Oh,
all right, so I don't have to look it up.
So the Vivian.
Sorry.
No, okay. So,
Vivian.
Sorry. Wait.
Davina, back to Davina.
Back to Davina, because someone in the chat room, Mega D-Dub 69, great name, said she certainly owned the whole red wig and a silver dress thing, which
I didn't
think about that, too.
I did think of it, but I love when Alan Carr said they look like fancy heaters.
Oh, yes, patio heaters.
Patio heaters. I almost peed myself. I was like, that's just, I've worked in bars my whole life, so those patio heaters I know so well. I almost peed myself. That was hysterical. It's not my quote of the week, but it was good. I loved it.
Okay,
I
so
it was
any
amazing,
more
Brian.
Comments on these two?
Oh, I do want to ask this. If there's somebody in the chat room who's watching from the UK, unless you guys know, I don't even know if I'm saying this right. What is Brig House? Is it an area? Because she's always saying, bring on the Brig House. Davina always says that?
Brig House?
Brig House. I don't know what she's saying. And when they were doing all the stuff, she said, we're going to represent Brig House. She always says Brig House. And I don't know what it is, and I want to know what it is, and I want to go there. Because she talks about Brig House.
If it's just Brig House, we're shit out of luck.
I don't know what it is. I'm wondering if it's a part of London. It's an area? Because
Brig House is a town in London. In England.
Okay.
Specifically a town within the metropolitan borough of Calderdale in West Yorkshire, England.
Thank you, Vito.
So good.
Thank you on the Google. I just want to know more about, like, she's making me want to go there, and that's what I think
she's
is amazing.
She's making you want to put on a pregnancy belly and, like...
And go to Brig House.
And go to Brig House.
And drink.
Yeah.
A pint.
I never think that, but it's great.
Before we go to the next one, someone in the chat,
sorry,
just said, check out After Buzz. Check out After Buzz. My new After Buzz show coming fall 2020.
Trolling the chat.
That's literally what I was laughing at when you guys were talking because I was reading that.
And sorry, I just saw that and it made me laugh. So the Vivian and her mom, which I didn't like. I see the family resemblance in the fact that, like, to me, her mom facially looks like the most like her, and they were both wearing like black princessy kind of dresses, and they both had poofy hair. But this was, to me, the weakest family resemblance.
I agree.
Completely.
Because she was wearing, like, she said she was going to be like a witch mom, and that's her daughter or whatever. I mean, she looks like witch mom. She's giving me very Halloween Town. And the Vivian is giving me, like, best drag, because they're wearing two different jewels.
Mm-hmm.
It's just two different, like, materials.
And then Ellen Carr said that her hair looked like a shih tzu or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. With the middle part.
Two little thingies on it. And then, I mean, ultimately, really, come on, let's not mince words. This is exactly what Bagga and her mom are wearing. They just pulled out two black outfits and said, we're just going to wear all black because we can pull that off, which is the go-to for drag when we all have to wear something. Like, everyone just wear black. which is fine. I'm not putting it. I've done it. Trust me. But it's like, come on, guys. This was top two? No.
Yeah. Do you think they were at a disadvantage?
You guys, we've been agreeing this whole episode.
Wait, no.
I know. Yeah.
I have a question.
Ali, what was your question?
Do you think they were disadvantaged because they had their moms rather than having their sisters?
No.
Raven won with the oldest of the veterans that are the people, the LGBTQ guys that were there. Had a beard. He had the belly button. She won. She picked him up and carried him down the runway and made it part of the problem is the solution. Have I mentioned that before?
I'm just like, why would you? I'm surprised Bagga and Vivian just chose black outfits. Like, it completely doesn't stand.
I'm more shocked for Vivian than Bagga because I do feel like Bagga.
Well, seeing what
I feel like she's limited.
Seeing
like
what the Vivians brought this season.
Exactly.
It's kind of a shame.
Yep, I agree. Yeah, Ollie.
Why wasn't the Vivian in the bottom then? Why was
because
it
wasn't part of the story. It had to be the Bagga and Cheryl, so Cheryl could go home.
It wasn't on the storyboard episode. That way.
Yeah.
So then we had the lip sync, Cheryl versus Bagga.
Did we get everybody? Yeah, there's one for it. Okay.
It was to Tears on Their Own by Amy Winehouse.
One of my faves.
I love this song.
It's so funny. I've never heard it before. That's so funny.
Oh, that whole album's great.
So good.
I've gagged when the music picks up and they both walk the same way.
And they hold hands too?
No, not at first.
Oh, okay.
Because they were both standing and then Bagga walks to the left and then Cheryl walks to the left, but Bagga's in front of her. So they're walking like kind of like Bagga's like outshining her, and I was like, yes. And then they started doing like the same routine and then like they both run. I was like, all right, they're trying to stay. They're trying to get to this finale episode.
This is probably
I did think it was gonna be a double save, but the way they were
showing Bagga though, so it was like no competition.
And
honestly,
I told they already knew that Bagga was my winner pick, so they had to keep her for that episode.
I thought hands down, I say this a lot too. How you lip sync the song matters.
Yes.
And I felt like Bagga embodied the song
and the spirit
of the song more. Cheryl did good. I'm not saying she did
bad.
She was trying to do Cheryl doing that song, and that's not what it's about. It's about performing that song in the way that it was intended, in my opinion.
I still, like, to me, even though I do think Bagga won that lip sync, I still think it's one of my favorite lip syncs.
Oh, good. That's awesome. Race.
But Cheryl's definitely an all-star pick for me.
Yeah.
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 She's got to get that badge.
For sure. Someone's got to go. She's
got to get her Rupita badge.
I said, someone's got to go home first.
No. They'll give it to her. They'll give it to her.
I want Vinegar back.
We'll see her back next week.
Vinegar
on All-Stars 5.
No. She's coming back for the finale.
Oh, that's right.
The girls are coming back for the finale.
Spoiler alert. Sorry, guys.
That's not a spoiler.
I know. I'm just kidding.
All-Stars 5.
So, any last thoughts before we go to Fan of the Week and Quote of the Week?
Yes. the family that slays together stays together.
Yes.
And I thought it was an amazing episode.
Are we going to say... Oh, sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
No, are we going to say whose team we're on at the end or right at, before we leave?
Let's do it right before we leave.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I'm Team Ollie.
Thank you. I'm Team Jayla, so.
Well, as long as you are. You're sitting closer to me than him.
So, Robert Harold is the fan of the week, and he said last episode he thought Mark was drinking champagne throughout the episode. Yes.
Was I?
You guessed it.
It's very, very possible.
Bitch, you guessed it.
Nothing is out of the questions. I feel like a talk show host tapping my cue card.
Yeah.
Why didn't you share last week? What the hell? You didn't share any champagne?
Sorry, girl.
Next.
So, what was the quote of the week?
Quote of the week, although Alan Carr's comment about the space heaters was fantastic, so that's an honorable mention, I actually laughed out loud when the Vivian said, first things first, have you shaved your minge to her mother? I literally was
James.
I was like, did she really just say that? And I just loved her mom's reaction to it. I just thought it was such a wonderful moment. So I just, that's my quote of the week.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So who's our local queen?
Oh, yes. You guys know that I've been pulling these UK amazing queens from the UK. And this week, she describes herself as a unicorn slash alien slash hypocrite. This is Cheddar Gorgeous.
Oh, so as I like that
name. She looks really cool.
And it's perfect because Jackie came
as a unicorn.
Oh, that's
as a Cheddar stan with her unicorn. For podcast listeners. But yeah, check her out. She has some amazing looks on her Instagram at Cheddar Gorgeous.
Cheddar Gorgeous.
Cheddar underscore gorgeous.
I'm following it just because of the name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cheddar underscore
Cheddar
gorgeous.
Beautiful.
So, even though I'm vegan, I'm still going to follow Cheddar Gorgeous.
Subscribe.
Thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
So for Drag Race Weekly coming up this week, Mark has a good episode, let's just say.
Yeah, I don't want to say what it is. I was going to say what it is, but I don't want to say because I'm really, really excited. It's something I've literally been in, like, trying to put together since the very first Drag Race News Weekly started. So this has been in the works. It had to get approved by BBC. So I'm very excited to be doing this next episode. It's actually going to be a two-parter.
Okay.
Because that's how amazing things. It's not, I don't interview. It's my weekly where I just talk. But but it's, it might be my most clicked, video yet. Not that that's why I do them.
So not the ones on Pornhub.
No. No, absolutely
not. Oh, darn.
Not. Absolutely
bag of shite.
Very, very, very. That's very, very mean. Very, very mean.
Okay, you guys. Who is your top choice?
To take the crown.
Yeah, mine is Davina.
Okay.
Hashtag Davina. Team Davina. Hashtag Team Davina. Okay. Should I go second? I'm so torn. Can I say who I don't want?
No. That's cyberbullying.
I'll say who I don't want.
I don't
want
to do that. Thank you, Ollie. Thank you for calling me on that. Oh my gosh, I'm so torn. I don't know.
Is that what you said last night?
I did!
She is getting dragged all episode.
I wish. Thanks for thinking that that's possible, Ollie. I appreciate that. Means more to me that you thought that. Can you guys go?
Oh my gosh.
I have to think about it.
Okay. You're going last.
So I know some insider tea about this finale, but I'm not going to share it. So my winner pick has nothing to do with that anyway. it's still my girl, Bagga. Okay. I've still been with her since day one, so okay. I'm going to stand by her, and hopefully she goes through.
Let me do this, because I'm still deciding. Tell me why Davina.
Oh.
I'm going to come to you. So
I feel like Davina... You guys know I love an underdog.
Right.
So Davina's two things. She's an underdog because she kind of, you know, we thought that Vivian and Bagga would definitely be in the top two.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like that she's... more of like kind of like a kooky theatery kind of person, which I'm always drawn to.
Why Bagga?
Bagga embodies what drag is all about. Understanding your art, your craft, and having fucking fun with it. It's kind of hard to see her fall, like, in these past recent episodes, getting inside of her head, because she's been doing so damn good.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this, like, now that you're at the finish line, girl, hopefully you won't be getting a sweeter head, but... Because, I mean, you ain't getting no money, girl. You better do something. You better figure it out. So that's why she's my winner pick.
Did you figure it
out? Ollie.
Oh, God. I think I like Bagga, but I would go for Davina as well. I agree with everything Jackie said, and I think she's just done amazing this competition. I didn't know who she was. I knew Vivian and Bagga before it started because they were names in the UK, but I didn't really know who Davina was, and she really made me fall in love with her. And when a queen does that, and I didn't, like, preseason, I wasn't really interested in her, but, like, when a queen does that during the show and going on the journey with them week after week, she killed it. And she was never in the bottom, I don't think.
Okay, Ollie convinced me. Team Davina.
Nice!
Not Vivian.
But I didn't convince you. Ollie.
I did. What he said just now convinced me. Because I agree. I have to agree. No, I do. I have to agree. She was somebody that from the Meet the Queen. I'll go back and watch what I said about her when we did the Meet the Queens. Because I don't remember what I said. But my opinion of her did change. And I do have to give credit for somebody who can make me change their opinion. And Vinegar did the same thing. But that happened watching that twice. The Meet the Queen twice with her. But I have to go with that. Because I do think Bagga is good. And I think she's amazing. And I will actually, I mean, not that I pay covers. But I will pay a cover to go see her.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you guys for tuning in. Yes. We will see you next week for the finale. I am 123 Jackie B on all platforms. Mark, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Thursdays on AfterBuzz Drag Weekly.
Yes.
Tune in this Thursday for a very exciting part one of my two-part episode. And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove. And if you have an idea for a Drag Race Weekly, please tweet at me and give me some ideas so that, I'm creating a list of show ideas. So if you guys have ideas, definitely send them my way.
Yeah. And you guys can watch me flex it on the gram. Follow me at Who Is Jayla Rocks. That's 2X3 if you nasty. Also, watch Sequester season 3. I'm still in the game.
I have to catch up.
I know. It's only 2 episodes and the 3rd episode comes out tonight.
Okay.
I'm still in the house. I'm not eliminated yet.
Okay, good.
So that's it.
Yes, which means she will be. No,
maybe. Maybe.
Yes, and I'm just Ollie Jenin. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Ollie Jamer. And sometimes I post a thirst trap, so yeah.
Yeah.
So there's that. Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.